Altered traits. Science reveals how meditation changes your brain and body. By Daniel Goleman and Richard J. Davidson. The Deep Path and the Wide. It was September 11, 2001, when a passenger jet smashed into the building very near to Steve's office. Despite a concussion, he returned to work 4 days later. I couldn't walk around the mall without being hypervigilant, wary of how people looked at me, on guard, Steve recalls. Eventually, Steve ended up with a psychotherapist that led him to mindfulness. As he practiced more, added loving-kindness to the mix, and went on retreats, his symptoms became less frequent, less intense. Mindfulness, he recalls, gave me something I could do to help feel more calm, less stressed, and not be so reactive. Beyond the pleasant states meditation can produce, the real payoffs are the lasting traits that can result. An altered trait, a new characteristic that arises from a meditation practice, endures apart from meditation itself. Altered traits shape how we behave in our lives, not just during or immediately after we meditate. Ancient clues. Dan had developed a twice-daily habit of 20-minute meditation sessions, but when he took 5 10-day courses about meditation, this immersion of continual practice brought him to new levels. The course's method started with simply noting the sensations of breathing in and out, not just for 20 minutes, but for hours and hours a day. This cultivation of concentration then morphed into a systematic, whole-body scan of whatever sensations were occurred anywhere in the body. What had been my body, my knee, becomes a sea of shifting sensation, a radical shift of awareness. With mindfulness, you would just note the stream of sensations. The next step, insight, brings the added realization of how we claim these sensations as mine. Insight into pain, for example, reveals how we attach a sense of I, so it becomes my pain, rather than just a cacophony of sensations that change from moment to moment. The after is the before of the next during. All too often, our mental states fluctuate in a range that highlights desires, self-centeredness, sluggishness, and agitation, unhealthy states. Healthy states, in contrast, include even-mindedness, composure, ongoing mindfulness, and realistic confidence. The healthy states inhibit the unhealthy ones and vice versa. While immersed in deep concentration, a meditator's unhealthy states are suppressed, but can emerge when the concentrative state subsides. In contrast, attaining deepening levels of insight practice leads to a radical transformation, freeing the meditator's mind of the unhealthy mix. A mind undisturbed. In nature, stress episodes like encountering a predator are temporary, giving the body time to recover. In modern life, stressors are mostly psychological: money worries, working too hard, family problems, health troubles, not biological health troubles, and can be ongoing, even if only in our thoughts. Mindfulness-based stress reduction, or MBSR, boosts how well people handle stress. The amygdala, a key node in the brain's stress circuitry, shows dampened activity from a mere 30 or so hours of MBSR practice. Zen practitioners can withstand high levels of pain. A 3-month meditation retreat brought indicators of better emotional regulation, and long-term practice was associated with greater functional connectivity between the prefrontal areas that manage emotion and the areas of the amygdala that react to stress, resulting in less reactivity. Primed for love. In the arc from empathizing with someone suffering to actually reaching out to help, loving-kindness or compassion meditation ups the odds of helping. In this format of meditation, you silently repeat phrases like, "May I be safe," "May I be healthy," and "May my life unfold with ease," first wishing this for yourself, then for people you love, then for neutral people, and finally for all beings, even those whom you find difficult or who have harmed you. The word compassion, the Dalai Lama pointed out, signifies the wish that others be well, but it doesn't include oneself. Self-compassion, however, includes being kind to yourself instead of being self-critical, seeing your failures and mistakes as just part of the human condition, rather than some personal failing, and just noting your imperfections, not ruminating about them. Attention. Ordinarily, we notice something unusual long enough to be sure it poses no threat. Then our brain goes into habitualization and pays no attention to that thing. In the reverse, sensitization, as we encounter something new and surprising, our brain circuits are activated to process the novel object. Studies show that Zen brains could sustain attention when other brains would tune out. By zooming in on details of sight, sounds, taste, and sensations that we otherwise would habituate to, mindfulness transforms the familiar and habitual into the fresh and intriguing. Lightness of being. The brain's default mode activates when we are doing nothing that demands mental effort, just letting our mind wander. We hash over thoughts and feelings, often unpleasant ones, that focus on ourselves, constructing the narrative we experience as ourself. Cognitive science tells us that our sense of self emerges as property of the many neural systems that thread together, among other streams, our memories, our perceptions, our emotions, and our thoughts. All meditative traditions share one goal: letting go of the constant grasping, the stickiness of our thoughts, emotions, and impulses that guide us through our daily lives. We don't have to believe our thoughts. Instead of following them, we can let them go. This lessening of the default mode begins as a state effect, seen during or immediately after meditation, but with long-term practitioners, it becomes an enduring trait. Mind, body, and genome. Mindfulness training, even as short as 3 days, produces a short-term decrease in pro-inflammatory cytokines, the molecules responsible for inflammation. This does seem to become a trait effect with extensive practice, with imaging studies finding in meditators at rest lower levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines, along with an increased connectivity between regulatory circuitry and sectors of the brain's self-system, particularly the posterior cingulate cortex. Among experienced meditation practitioners, a day-long period of intensive mindfulness practice downregulates genes involved in inflammation. The enzyme telomerase, which slows cellular aging, increases after 3 months of intensive practice of mindfulness and loving-kindness. Meditation as psychotherapy. Although meditation was not intended to treat psychological problems, in 47 studies, they found that meditation can decrease severe depression, anxiety, and pain, about as much as medications but with no side effects. Meditation can also, to a lesser degree, reduce the toll of psychological stress. Loving-kindness meditation may be helpful to patients suffering from trauma, especially those with PTSD. Altering traits. From the beginning hours, days, and weeks of meditation, several benefits emerge. Beginners' brains show less reactivity to stress and improvements in attention after just 2 weeks of practice. Some of the earliest benefits are with compassion meditation, including increased connectivity in the circuitry for empathy. Markers of inflammation lessen a bit with just 30 hours of practice. A yogi's brain. When yogi Mingyur Rinpoche meditated on compassion, there was a huge surge in electrical activity in his brain, as recorded by the EEG. The fMRI images reveal that during meditation, his circuitry for empathy jumped in activity by 700 to 800% compared to its levels at rest. When he later went on retreat as a wanderer for 4.5 years, the aging of his brain slowed, so that at 41, his brain resembled the norm of 33-year-olds. Hidden treasure. When volunteers new to meditation were trained for a week in the same practices as yogis, there was no difference between the volunteers' brains at rest and when they were trying to meditate on cue. The yogi's amazing talent at entering a specific meditative state on cue, within a second or two, itself signals an altered trait. An altered trait indicates that the practice of meditation transformed the biology of the brain, so that meditation-induced changes are seen before meditating. The results showed massive levels of gamma activity in the yogis and synchrony of the gamma oscillations across widespread regions of the brain, which suggest vastness and panoramic quality of awareness. Besides effortless concentration, when they are generating compassion, their brains become more connected to their bodies, particularly their hearts, indicating emotional resonance. There are certain elements crucial for cultivating altered traits at the level found in yogis. An ethical stance, a set of moral guidelines that facilitate the inner changes on the path. Altruistic intention. where the practitioner invokes the strong motivation to practice for the benefit of all others, not just oneself. Grounded faith, the mindset that a particular path has value and will lead you to the transformation you seek. Some texts warn against blind faith and urge students to do what they call due diligence in finding a teacher. Personalized guidance, a knowledgeable teacher who coaches you on the path, giving you the advice you need. Attaining top-level mastery requires such feedback. Devotion, an appreciation for all the people and principles. Devotion can also be the qualities of divine figure, a teacher, or the teacher's altered traits or quality of mind. Community, a supportive circle of friends on the path who are themselves dedicated to practice. Contrast that with the isolation of many modern meditators. A supportive culture, people who devote their life to transforming themselves to embody virtues of attention, patience, compassion, and so on. Those who work and have families willingly support those who dedicate themselves to deep practice by giving them money, feeding them, and otherwise making life easier. Not so in modern societies. Potential for altered traits. These practices can liberate us from our ordinary mind states, not just self-improvement. A healthy mind. It is possible to cultivate positive qualities in the depths of our being, and any of us can begin this journey. Many of us can't put forth the intense effort needed to walk the deep path, but the wider roots that show the qualities like empathy and compassion are learnable skills, ones we can teach our children and improve in ourselves. Any steps we take in this direction are a positive offering to our lives and to our world.